All right, this is just come in, sit down, turn it on, and start talking. I made the video from walking this morning, and then I just came in, set up. What I did was I took this camera here. No, not that one. Not this one. This camera over here. And I just set it up on the bed just to get a look, to see what kind of look I would get. And this is what it came up with. Not too bad, huh? But the whole idea was just to cut it on, start talking. This camera got adjusted a little bit. Let me see if I turn that. There's no room camera. I guess that's the best room camera I could do. Because I want to come over here and adjust this camera down a little bit. Because I moved it. And I wish I could see it. But I can't. So that's what I did. I moved it down. And so it looks like this now. Which is a little better. And this camera, I just literally sat up there and pointed at the screen. And pointed at the... in a general direction, and that came out pretty good. I love my cameras. I love doing what I do. Don't I? I love doing what I do. Did I move this? Did this move some? If I move it this way, do I get better? Yeah, I guess I had it. I open and close that. So you can probably see me opening and close that door over there. Because I got the camera actually on it. I got the camera actually on it. In fact, let me do it like this. I'm gonna do it like this. Watch this. So you can see the room. See, there's that camera. You can see it. There's that camera up there like that. If you can get a good look at it. See if I can get you a good look. That's that camera there. And I got a camera across the room over there. Sitting up there if you can see it. Then I got another camera sitting up there like that. You can see the light coming in this way. And I didn't even turn on the, and here's the setup. If you can see the desk, my work computer, my second screen that I leave here. This used to be my go-to screen in the studio at Jeffrey TV. This used to be my go-to screen, and it just trickled down. So I got better technology. And then move out. There's my i7 notebook. i7 13th generation too. So basically the processor in this is faster than my desktop at home. But the desktop at home, you know, has the peripherals and the extra, but has the offboard video and stuff like that, makes it more powerful because a lot of processing is spread across the devices. So that was it. And I got on the scale today and it was interesting to see that I went down to 211. You can see that. Can you see that? 211.0, which isn't horrible. 211.0 is not horrible. You can see my trends. You'll see that 218 bump. See that 218 bump right there? That's what that is. That's that 218 bump. You can see that. And that was over the last week. Here's what I look like over the last month. You can see it steadily growing. That's me over the last month. You want to see what I did last year? Last year has been a weird climb. See, it was at the beginning of the year, that was February. February, that big bump in February. At the first bump, that big bump in February. And then you can see me go down and back up a little bit. And I want to get back down under 195. I'm at 211. And that number should be 195. I'm at 211. That number should be at 195. So I'm up about 16 pounds. I'm not too worried about it. I'm not too worried about it because I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do to make things right with America. No, I can't say with America. I need to know what I need to do to make things right with Jeffrey. And whatever right means, right is completely relative. Right is relative, subjective, and ever-changing. Right is not perfect. Right is a process. Right is a journey. In fact, they should call it a journey to right. So I didn't go off duty yesterday, and I'm still logged in? Am I still logged in? Oh, I've been logged in, shift in for hours. Oops. Let me go to off duty then. I didn't clock out correctly. Uh-oh. Wow, oops, 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 oops. Somebody went into work today and we didn't have to go. Somebody went into work today. Somebody. Wow. Wow. Oh, that's cold. Somebody, people went into work today and we didn't have to. People went into work today and we didn't have to go in. Wow. Okay. That's not funny, probably. That's probably not funny. Let me see this camera. I can zoom this camera a little bit. You think I should? Or you like, I kind of like the broad shot. And that's not too bad. I'll leave it right there. See, here's my towel. My work headphones. Yeah, I'll leave it right there. That's not so bad. Anyhow, as my day goes, I love making my videos, don't I? I love making my videos. You would think that since I love making my videos so much that I would do more work on the set and on my wardrobe. But no, I want the set to be natural. So the whole thing behind this thing is I want to be able to just do it. Just, you know, no prep. I want it to be raw and real, of course. I just want it to be natural. I don't want to have to, ooh, I got to do this. Ooh, I got to do that. Ooh, I got to do this. Ooh, you know, oh, this ain't right. This needs to be set here. Ham and green bean casserole. My pressure going to be up. Ham, green bean casserole, and my multivitamin. Ham, green bean casserole, my multivitamin, and that ham came out good. I let it sit in that sugar water, basically sugar water, and I put honey in it. It came out pretty good. I didn't have brown sugar or vanilla, so I used honey. And you can definitely taste it. Spiral cut. It tastes like a honey bag. I don't give a damn. It's like a honey bag. I paid $15 for the ham. I paid $70. I paid $70 for a ham from Honey Bake when I was back in Ohio. My ex-wife and them clowning me. My ex-wife and her husband clowned me. They clowned me. He was like, what the heck? Because they knew the secret. And she showed me, she said, boil a pot of water. Get you a pot of water, boil a pot of water, get you a pot of water, boil a pot of water. Because you know I'm not a social being, and working in teams, you know, and taking instruction, I have to stop and catch myself and say, okay, deep breaths, Jeffrey, deep breaths. You know, nothing on her. It's completely on me. She's like, get a pan, get a water. You know, so I got the pan. She, did you get the pan? Did you get the water? I'm like, you're standing right there. You see me. You know, I'm that kind of person. And so I got the water, you know, because she tried to teach me, you know, that, you know, and so she's get the pan, get the water. I got the water, put the water in a pot. They put some sugar in it, you know, so I put some sugar in it. She was like, no, put some sugar in it. And I put some more in it. She grabbed my hand and started. It was a horrendous amount of sugar. I mean, for my California training and lifestyles and what you should and shouldn't do, it was a horrendous, horrifying amount of sugar I put in there. And she said, I'll get you some brown sugar. I was like, more sugar? And we got some vanilla extract, and we put it in there, and she just let it boil. And it literally just poured it over the ham. And she did exactly what kind of made me feel good was she did exactly to the ham what I do. Even if I get a honey bake or something, I break it off. It already spiral cut. You know, I just break it off the bone and just like lay it in a pan. That's how I would do it. And I would do it to the point where it would like dry out because I like it. They used to call my stuff ham jerky. Because I like it dry and hard and, you know, that tough taste. That was kind of what I was going for. She said, no, don't put that in there until it's, you can see I'm excited about ham. I was excited about the ham recipe. I couldn't wait to try it. I could not wait to try it. I literally could not wait to try it. And I got home and so I finally got this. I went to Ralph's. I got me a spiral cut, you know, non-honey bake, you know, and I came to my mother's house. I just knew she had brown sugar and vanilla. And she probably do. I just didn't feel like looking for it. I kind of looked for it. She got so much spices on it. You know how you go in your mother's house and they just got so much stuff. My sister too. My sister got like a whole like wall full of spices. And so, you know, I couldn't find it. So I just used honey. And I Googled, honey doesn't go bad. And that honey was sitting in there, it was all crusty, and it, you know, wasn't no pouring. There wasn't no more pouring in that honey. It looked like those little crystals on the top. And I got Googled it and said, honey don't go bad. I didn't look for expiration date or nothing. I just put the honey in there and boiled it, put more sugar in there, put a horrendous amount. I see how that mic, see the mic's on the floor. And now you're hearing how it sounds. The mic's on the floor. So you can hear how it sounds.
With it on the floor. And I was kind of testing that, actually. I was kind of testing to see how it would pick up audio for the whole room. Because I need a room mic. You know, I also need a room mic. And I don't want to have to break out a whole USB room mic, a separate one, because I got one. My niece and them got me a USB snowball mic. And it used to be my go-to in the studio. It literally used to be my go-to in the studio. And I figured I would use it to pick up the room. So I'm starting to look at work. What time is 52? All right, let me square this up. So I took the ham and I put the ham in the pan, in like a little pan. You know, poured the sugar water over it and put it in the oven. I could not wait to do that. I covered it. I think I covered it, and maybe I shouldn't have. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I shouldn't have covered it because it made a little bit too much juice. But I took that juice and I poured that juice and I took all the ham, you know, after we got the weed and put it in a gallon bag. I love gallon bags. I love gallon Ziploc bags. They're my go-to. I love them. I just use them for everything. So I put it all in there and I poured all that water, the juice in there. I was like, I don't care. I poured all of it in there. And so now you pick up the bag, look like a goldfish bag because there's so much juice in it. And, you know, eventually that juice is going to bust and it's going to be a problem. But, you know, double bagger than that, you know, you can't walk around like that. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that. So, but anyway, it came out good. And right now I can really taste the sugar. It's almost like a honey bake. It's probably bad for you because of the sugar and the sweetness. It tastes like a honey bake. It's like a $70 piece of meat. Anyhow.